Okay, we'll start at the top of Tamakim and Aleph by the Mishnah. Omer Lisha, Kiddushtich, right? I had Kiddushin with you. But he omeret, right? She responds and says, Lo Kiddushtani, you never married me. Who Otsur Bikrovu Teha? He's restricted in her relatives because he's making a declaration that he's married to her. So if he's married to her, then he would be restricted in all her relatives. Vihi Muteret Bikrovav. On the other hand, she, right, is permitted in all of his relatives because she doesn't agree that they are married. He omeret kidashtani. She says that he married me. Vehu omer lo kidashtich. I never married you. Hu mutar bikrovu teha. He's willing, he or he is free to marry any of her relatives. Vihi asura bikrovav. On the other hand, she is, right, restricted in his relatives because she's making a declaration that she is married to him. Kidashtich. Vihi omeret lo kidasht elabiti. So now she says, I married you. She says, you didn't marry me, but you did marry my daughter. Hu asur bikrovot gdola. He's restricted in the woman's relatives, I mean the one who he claims that he's married to. On the other hand, gdola, the woman who he claims to be married with, is denied that. So gdola muteret bikrovav. Right? She is the one that he, the mother that he claims to be married to. She is muteret in his relatives because, right, she doesn't agree to his statement. And then who mutar bikrovot ktana? He's mutar with the daughter's relatives because, right, they are, he doesn't make any claim that he's married to her. On the other hand, ktana muteret bikrovat, and the daughter is muteret in the relatives of the man who claims to have married her mother, because her mother doesn't have it, or is not believed, or doesn't have the right to make declarations regarding her daughter. So she doesn't have the right to answer anybody on her daughter, right, without her daughter saying so. Kidashti et bitcha. Now the other claim. Now he says, I married your daughter. V'hi omeret lo kidashta elot. You didn't marry my daughter, but rather you married me. Hu asur bekrovot ktana. The man is asur to the relatives of the daughter. Uktana muteret bikrovav. And the daughter is muteret in his krovav because she makes no claim that she is married to him. Hu mutar bikrovot gdola. Then this man is mutar to marry the relatives of the mother because he never made a claim to be married to her. On the other hand, gdola asura bikrovav. The mother is restricted in the relatives of this man because she claims to be married to him at this point in time. Why do we need all these cases? I need all these cases of the Mishnah. Diach minim gabei didei. Right? If I only knew about him, mishum de gavra lo ichpadei. That a man, right, doesn't worry about these things. And mikre amar aval ihi. Right? When it comes to her, ema ihi.
He can marry women as he wants.
Right? Aval ihi ema ilav de kimla bidiburei lo havat amra. Right? On the other hand, if the woman says something, we're going to believe her because, right, it's a lot more, right, serious when she decks the declaration of marriage. But litzar ihu bikrovotah. Therefore, he would also be restricted in her relatives. Mashmalan, that it's not the case that we don't make such a differentiation. So again, the Gemara said the avamir would be that when it comes to a man making a declaration of marriage, a man is going to say to willy-nilly, yeah, we have kiddushin. Because it doesn't really affect, it ruins him for the relatives of this woman, but in general it does not restrict him from marrying alternative women or other women in this instance. On the other hand, if a woman makes such a declaration, she has now restricted herself on everybody else in the world, and this guy's not even willing to accept her, right, accept the declaration that she's making, so she puts herself in a difficult position. So we say because of that, the woman must be telling the truth, and therefore maybe even he should be restricted in her relatives. We say, Kamashma, no. That it's whoever makes the declaration or whoever makes the statement, that's the person that, right, is restricted. The other person is not bound by the declaration of that individual. Right, now he says, Kiddushtich v'homeret. Where it says, Hatu Bambali. Why do I need this additional case? Right, why? Because Istrich, why do I need the case of the daughter? Right, above, just not just with the mother or one woman, here with the daughter, why do I need this case? Because I would have thought, Saka, that's Kamina Mido, right, Tahem Neirach Manola Av. Right, so we know that the father is believed regarding his daughter Minatora. That's what we've done for the last two daf. Right, that a father has the ability to make statements about his daughter and be believed. So midrabono neinu the didaf, betitza brata bidibura. So maybe we would say because the father has the ability Minatora to be believed about his daughter, the rabbanon empowered the mother to be believed about her daughter, Mizrabonon. So Kamash one, that there is no such category. And that only the father's believed, and that's only on a Torah level. But on the Rabbanan level, there is no, right, the woman has no power, or is not empowered, the mother is not empowered to be believed or restrict the daughter in any way. Right now, Kidashi Bitcho, where it says, Atulamali. So why do I need this last case over here? I mean, I understand the case where the mother is restricting the daughter. In the case where she's restricting herself and not thinking about the daughter, what do we need that for? Where it says, Aditani Ha, Tani Nami Ha. That truthfully was just a right, parallel structure in the Mishnah. It wasn't necessary. It doesn't teach us any new din. So the first three cases in the Mishnah each told us a new din. The first one was the din by the man himself. The second one was the din by the woman, declaration that despite that it's her declaration, she should be believed more. Nevertheless, it does not affect the man. The third case was with the daughter, that the mother is not believed regarding her daughter, even though a father is believed regarding his daughter. Right? And the last case here is, right, that the mother believes about herself and can say that you didn't marry the daughter, that really is no chiddush in the Mishnah. That Mishnah says it's just a parallel structure in running down the Mishnah.
Why do you need case one? I mean, case two could be just case one.
Right, true. That happens many times. The Mishnah flows down with the least chiddush and then moves to the higher chiddush.
Lo zu'abzu,
right. Itmar, Rava Mar Kofin, Ushmu Amar Vivakshim. Rav says that we demand of him, in Kofim, we force him to do something. And Shmuel says, we ask him to do something. Now, what is this going on? Ahai, what case in the Mishnah is this going on? Ilema Reisha, if you say in the first case, right, when a man says to a woman, right, that I married you, and she says, no, you didn't. So Mar says, so first of all, Lav Kofunika, Lav Mabakshunika. This woman doesn't need anything from this guy. So what are we asking this guy to do, and what are we forcing him to do? This woman's not restricted in any way. So that doesn't seem to make too much sense. Ella Aseifa. Right? And then, on the second case of the Mishnah, where the woman says, I am married to you, right? And the man says, Lo Ayu Dvarim Me'olam. This never happened. I don't know what you're talking about. So I said, Vishlamo Labakshim Echai. It makes sense if we ask the man to give her a get in order to free her. Fine. I mean, that's nice. It's a nice thing to do if he does it. But Ella Kofin Amai. Why can we force him to give a get? He doesn't believe he's married over here. He didn't do anything wrong. How can we come over here and impose on an individual to give a gift when he doesn't even think that that's what he needs to do at this point in time?
And if he hears a gift, and all of a sudden he's answering.
Right, exactly. Very good. So, well, that's true. Right, that it's actually to his detriment to give a gift here because then he can't marry her sister, he can't do other things that are going to become restricted to him. So he says, Kofin Amai. So I'm her. Because Amar, lo nekali, dizar bekreva. Right, exactly what you said, Joel. That I'm not, why should I want to get, once I give a divorce, now I'm restricting all her relatives. Until now, I just said nothing. I said nothing happened, I'm fine. But now that I give a guess, it's going to ruin all this for me. Ella shmaitita ahade hadadi itmar. Rav and Shmuel are actually not arguing. They're actually expanding one on the other. What does that mean? Amar Shmuel mevakshimi mentally saying guess. That Shmuel's din is, in the case where the woman says, I'm married to you, we ask the guy nicely, can you please give her a guess? Amarav, im notan get miatmo. If he gave a get on his own volition, meaning that he's willing to give her a get, he says, fine, I'll let you do it. Then, kofin otoli ten ktuba. Then we force him to give a ktuba. Once he was willing or ready to give a get, then we say, well, if he gave the get, then she's entitled to her.
It's like you admit that.
Right, very good. Right, the fact that he was willing to give a get shows that there must be something here or something to what she's saying, and therefore we're going to force him to give a ktuba. And also from here, Tosus points out that we prove we had this Shiloh in the Gemara in Ksubos. We had this Gemara question whether Arusa has a Ksuba or not. Right? Doesn't Arusa have a Ksuba? Does Arusa not have a Ksuba? So Gemara says, from this Gemara, it's pretty clear that Arusa is entitled to a Ksuba because we're talking about a case of an Arusa. Right? Well, because if Rav is really an expansion on Shmuel's statement, then right, they both would agree to this. And therefore, you know, it would be. Tosus says, why did the Gemara in Ksubos bring this as a proof? That there is a ksuba by an arusa. So he says that the Gemara in general, Tosus, we saw this earlier in Kedushin, the Tosus also said this, I think, on Daf Kav Gimel, but it's a similar type of idea, that the Gemara many times, when it has a question, is looking for Tanaic proof to its statement, and not Amoraic proof to its statement. So here you have Rav Shmuel or Amorayim, that's not sufficient for what they're looking for. When they're looking for an answer to a question, they want Tanaim or statements of Tanaim or Breitos, the Mishnayot, to give support to their position. And therefore he says they did not quote this Gemara, even though it would have been a proof, but that's not what they were looking for in the question in Ksubot. Mar Nami, Amaravaka Barada Amarav, Ba'omila Amaravaka Barada Amarav, Nuna Amarav, Kofin u'mebakshin. So they're both. So Gemara says, Tarte, what do you mean? How could you be kofin and mebakshin? Doesn't make sense. Ah, come on. Mebakshin u'men lo ten get, v'im natan mi'atmo, kofin otel di ten ktuba. That's exactly the same. So this is all in Rav's statement. So it's clear that Rav and Shmuel are really, right, are really symbiotic, or really an expansion of one on the other, and they're not, that they're arguing on the same exact case. So Amar Rav Yehuda, Amakadesh, Ve'erachad, Ein Choshashin Likudushav. Someone gets married, produces or generates Kedushin with one aid there, it's no Kedushin, we don't worry about it. So Bami name Rav Yehuda, Shnehem Modim Mai. What happens if both parties, the woman and the man, agreed that there was Kedushin, there is one aid, right now, what's the din? So he says, in velo. Rav Yehuda gave both answers. He said yes, sometimes he said yes, sometimes he said no. Veraf Yubiyote. He never came to a conclusive answer to what the din should be here when they are both modim. So now, what's the issue here? Right, what are the two tzadim over here? Which is very interesting. When you have an eid echad, right? Because what's the failing of an eid echad, or what's the issue of eidus that you need here? Do we say that since an eid echad is strong enough or power enough to generate a shavua when it comes to dinei mamonos, so therefore also by kiddushin the eid has tokif to him. He has a right. He has some sort of right smichut adat that he when he's there. He just needs another push. I mean that it's not enough. We usually need two eidim. This one aid is sufficient, but just if they both agree to it, that gives this aid enough tokes, right, to make it into a kiddushin. Or on the other hand, if we say no, that aid are right. That by kiddushin we require two, and not one. And two means two. And with one is meaningless. It's not that one has any. One has no bearing whatsoever. And the two of them admitting to it is not going to change the fact that he's still one aid. That's the first question. How does aid echad work here? Is aid echad zero? And therefore, their admission is meaningless. Or is eid echad really, it's eidus. It's just an eidus that here we need a little more to it. So by them both admitting to it, we can extend the eidus or create the eidus that we need over here. Okay? If my amar of nachman amishmo amikadish be'eid echad, ein choshishin ha-kedushav, bavlilu shneem modim. So here we have a clear statement, right? Rav Nachman says the name is Shmuel, that if you have an eid echad, right, that doesn't do anything, even if both of them agree over here. So eitavei, Rav of the Rav Nachman, they said, Omer Lisha Kidashtich, Bi Omer Loki Dishtin. Right, so our case in the Mishnah, Shaul, this is what you asked me before. What do you do with the case in our Mishnah? He says, I married you, and she says, I didn't marry you. Who Asur Bikrovotea? Vi Muteret Bikrovot. Right, so he is Asur in her relative, she is Muteret in his relative. Right, now what's the case here? That's what Gemara wants to know. Idi Ekeidim, if there are Eidim to this Kiddushin over here, then am I Muteret Bikrovot? Why is she Mutar? There are Eidim that say there was Kiddushin over here. What right does she have to say that there wasn't Kiddushin over here? Vida Leke Eidim, if there are no Eidim, then am I Asur Bikrovotea? Why is he restricted in her relative? There is no Kiddushin over here. You can't have Kiddushin without any form of Eidus. Elalav Be'ed Echad. Must be the case in the Mishnah is a case of Eid Echad. So that's how you have a case where there is Kiddushin.
But isn't
it? What's the case over here? You're going to Amalak Kiddashtich B'Pnei Ploni U'Ploni. I did marry you in front of Eidim. They're gone now. So we can't bring the Eidim in here to testify to that. So in that instance, she's not going to be forced. She's not compelled. Right? She's not compelled to be subjected to his statement. If he wants to bring the Eidim, fine. But without the Eidim, we can't force her to say that she's married in this instance. So now Gemara says, "Eitavei, I'm a garish at Ishto, but lano yimo puntiki." This is a case in Sota. A man who divorces his wife, and then on the way up to Yerushalayim, or another point later on, right, he goes in, is meyachid with her in a hotel. He's not required to get a second get from her. He needs a second get. Hey, Kidomi, what's the case here? Is Eidim, if they're Eidim, that they were together, right, that they had relations, Matamayos Beit Shammai. The Beit Shammai position makes no sense because the court they need to get now. Vidalek Eidim, Matamayos Beit Hillel. If there are no Eidim here, then why should I Beit Hillel require a get in this instance? Elalav, what's the case again? Eid Echad, Belit Ameh. According to your reason, Eim Aseifa. Right, what are we going to do in the second case? Umozim bin Itgar Shaminei Rusin, Shein Trichai Menu Get Sheini. When it comes to being divorced from an Arusin, then we don't assume, right, that when they're together in the Puntagi that they were had relations, because that's not something that they were used to. So Barnes says, but
there's never any
even
an
Eid Echad. No, Mali min erusin, mali min erusin. Right? Why should it make a difference? Erusin and erusin should not matter if Eid HaKadosh Naaman. Right? If it's enough of a testimony, then it should matter irrelevant. What is erusin and erusin? Ella, what's the machlokas here, which we've seen together before? We have Eidin that said they were isolated or secluded, right? But we don't have Eidin that they actually perpetrated or they were had relations. I said, I'm saying Reina Lo, I'm Renan, that the Eide Yichud can double as the Eide Biyah because we have overwhelming circumstantial evidence. The fact that they were secluded, right, that means that they probably had Biyah. But the Eide Yichud are enough or sufficient to have us have Eide Biyah here. Umodim Badai bin Garsha min Erusin Dormi and Hene Eide Yichud and Eide Biyah. Beitilal agrees in the instance where it's from Erusin, we don't automatically make that quantum leap that if you have Yichud, that you have Biyah. And therefore the Eide Yichud will not be the Eide Biyah. If Neish and Libo Gaspel. So again, this is not a proof either way when it comes to Eid Echad, but has to do with the Sugya of Eide Yichud, which we've discussed in the past, right? The famous machlokas between Rav Moshe and Rav Henkin when it came to conservative and reform marriages. Whether they needed required a get in order to get divorced. Because again, they don't have Kiddushin Mina Torah because they didn't create Kiddushin. But do we have a problem of Hein Eide Yichud, Hein Eide Biyah, because they lived together for many years, and there are plenty of people, or Eidin, that see that they're living together. So that was a Machlokas, Rav Moshe, who believed that they did not need a get. And Rav Henkin, who did believe they need a get, obviously has major nafkaminos from Imam Zerim. Because if they get, of course, they don't get kosher gitin, and then they go ahead and marry again. In those instances, if the woman is still married to the first guy and is producing Imam Zerim, or no, that they didn't require a get, and therefore, right, there wouldn't be Imam Zerim, which is almost unnecessary. Because of 50% divorce rate, you're really going to run into huge problems in otherwise. Right, Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Maratha Mishmei D'Rav. So over here we say the name of Rav, not in the name of Shmuel. Mekadesh Beit Echad Ein Choshim LeKiddushav. Bafilu Shneim Modim. Again, the same statement that Eid Echad is not sufficient. Right, Bafilu Shneim Modim. Even if they both agree. Da'amar Rav Bar Rav Huna Mekadesh Beit Echad Beit Dina Rabo, the great Beit Din. Amrei Ein Choshim LeKiddushav. Man Beit Dina Rabo. Who is that? That's Rav. Right, Beit Gad Amrei Amar Rav Bar Rav Huna Amar Rav. So here it's quoted the name of Rav, and it can't be his Beit Din. I'm a Kadesh Beit Echad, Beit Din Rabba Amrei, Ein Choshin LeKiddushav. The man Beit Din Rabba, for Rav, who's the Beit Din Rabba? That is Rabbi. Alright, so again, so the name of Shmuel, Rabbi, and Rav, we have a statement that a single aid, right, is not sufficient to generate Kiddushin. So make me Rav Achadvai Bar Ami. Shnaim Shibawu Mimidinat Hayam, Vishai Mahem, Vechavila Imahem. This is an amazing case here. There are two people who come from overseas. Right? Plus there's a woman with them, plus there's a package or some sort of materials, you know, some sort of monetary item that's here. Ze Omer, the first guy says, Zu Ishti, that's my wife. Zu Abdi, that's my slave. Zu Chavilati, and that's my money. Right? Or that's my stuff. Ze Omer, the other guy says, Zu Ishti, the other guy says, this is my wife. Ze Abdi, he's my slave. Zu Chavilati, and this is my stuff. Ve Isha Omer, right? The woman says, Elu Shnei Avadai, they're both my servants, right? The chavila sheli, then, and the package is mine. So then, tzricha shnei gitim, v'gova k'tubata min ha-chavila. Right, she needs two gitim, of course, to free her, she needs two gitim here, otherwise, right, she's not going to be free. V'gova k'tubata min ha-chavila. She mimanov shach, right, then if she gets a get, will be entitled to that portion of tuba from the chavila, because no matter what, if she was married to either of them and she has a get now, then she gets her tuba. She
both of them admit,
right? That it should be okay. Or if it's hers, then the whole thing belongs to her. So she, at minimum, should get it. Now the question is, Eifi Dami, why are we requiring Gitin over here? Right? If we have Eidim, both guys bring Eidim that say that they're married and this is his slave and all that. How could she make a claim that they're my slave if the both of them are showing up with Eidim that she's married to them? Right? The Chavila Shali. Again, it must be a case of Eid Echad. Again, if you have two Eidim for one man, two Eidim for the other man, then you have a claim against the Chavila. She can get a get from both of them. She's entitled to her ksuba aspect of the Chavila.
That's exactly
okay, but in that instance, her claim is meaningless. should have entitled her to be split three ways, the remaining part of the chalila. But now, over here, when you say that they had two eights on both sides, she's out of the picture totally when it comes to the residual.
The case, you're saying that the other constructed that her beginning.
Right, exactly. She doesn't, she's meaningless to the claim, I think. But Ella Lab, Beta, but, alright.
Who's your authority and witnesses? Why doesn't she have one
two eights?
Right, if she has witnesses that are her avadim, then we're back to square one, right? Because
everything is equal.
Right, everything is equal there. The alav be'edekad. So he says, no, it's a case where they have edekad. Right, says v'tizbra edekad b'chasha mimhemet. The edekad is only believed when you have acquiescence to the edekad. But if someone disagrees with the edekad does not have any power. So right, so that's over here. The edekad says, you know, you're married, and she says, no, I'm not. So the Eidechah is not going to hold water in the face of her statement that she's not married. So Ella Lemishrei La'alma Tukuli Amar Lo Plige Deshari. Right, in terms of her being free to go out and marry whoever she wants, that she's entitled to because the Eidechah doesn't have the power to ouster her when she says nothing happened. Well, Halka Aki Kamar. But this is the case here. Sricha Shnei Gitim Kedei Begabu Ketubatam in a Chavila. If she wants to take her, if she wants to take the Ketubah value out of the Chavila, that she'll be only entitled to if she gets a get from both men. Because the only way for her to make a valid claim on the Chavila that's not meaning equal with their claim is to have them give her Gitin. If they both give her Gitin, then three of them admit that at least up to the value of the Ketubah, they all agree that it belongs to her. So therefore she can make that claim on the Suba. But until that point, right, until that, beyond that point, right, then they'll have to divide it evenly. Rabbi Meir, he, and this Mishnah, the finish of the Mishnah, this is Rabbi Meir, Damar Metaltalei Mishtabdei L'Ketuba. That Metaltalim are Mishtabdei L'Ketuba. My, so what's the din? What's the, because in general, we say only Karko is Mishtabdei L'Ketuba. Rabbi Meir has a Kiddush that also Dvarim that are Metaltalim are also Mishtabdei L'Ketuba. So over here, the Kiddush is that even though it's a Chavila that they brought me at Mizin at the Yam, nevertheless, then when she makes the claim and takes her Ketuba, that is Mishtabdei to her Ketuba, and she can make a claim out of it for her Ketuba, and it'll be according to Rabbi Meir. So now Gemara says, "My Havi Allah, what's the din? The eight echad. What's the din here? What's the din? What's the din? When we have eight echad, what happens? So Rav Kahana Amar in choshishin l'kedushav. When we don't worry about kedushim when there's an eight echad, meaningless. But Papa Amar choshishin l'kedushav. We do worry about kedushim in the face of an eight echad. So Amar Rav Ashi l'Rav Kahana Madateich. He says, what's your reasoning that you right? What's your reasoning that you do not think there is kedushin over here? This is Shaul's question. The Yalt, right, Davar, Davar, Mi, Mamon. You learn now, right, that Davar from Mamon, right, Lo Yukum Echad, Davar, and then we also have by, right, Erba, right, by Erba we have the word Davar, by Mamon we have the word Davar. Imal Halan Odat. So he said, so therefore you require two Eidim by Mamon, you're going to require two Eidim by Erba. So you're saying one Eid is meaningless because you don't have two Eidim. Says that, why don't you extend the din of Mamon? The din of Mamon was Imal Halan Odat, Bel Din Kemei Eidim Domi. Right, that a admission of a Baal Din is the equivalent of having made Eidim. Avkanu Dat Baal Din Kemei Eidim Domi. Over here too. Why don't you say that if they both agree, if the husband and the wife agree that they got married, then why is no Dat Baal Din not Kemei Eidim? I mean, why can't that? I mean, just like by Dine Mamonos, if we say that the Baal Din admits to something, it's equivalent, that's so good, right? Why not over here?
Why? If you, the most question about that Baal Din Kemei Eidim Domi, you don't even do that. You don't even do that.
Maybe not. But as we saw before, that's a good question. But as we saw before, the studying by Eid Echad was two possibilities. Either the Eid Echad is meaningless, and therefore your Hodah is also meaningless, or maybe the Eid Echad has some form of aidance to him, and your Hodah Baldin can maybe strengthen it. So Hodah Baldin can make aidance dummy. So truthfully, in the din of Hodah Baldin, right, you can really look at it one of two ways. When a person makes an admission, do we say that he's really Nemar? That he's believed. He becomes like a testimony because we believe what he says. Or do we say, oh, that's all din is, doesn't matter what he says, but if he's willing to give a gift, if he's willing to say that I'm going to give him money, say, you know, Imanoshev, why not?
And the nafkamina between the two tzadim would be that if we know he's definitely not telling the truth. If it's a din of Nemanus, then if we know he's not telling the truth, then we can't believe him. If it's a din that he gave him a chayim himself, whatever he wants, and he wants to give a gift, he wants to give money away, then even if we know he's not telling the truth, we can let him do that. We can let him give away his money if he chooses.
So he says, I'm going to lay off, look at chayim le'achmine. Truthfully, this sounds more like the tzad, that when we say Odaz Baldin, right, like the second side, it's not mukhra, but it sounds more like the second side, that Odaz Baldin is that we just believe him because if he wants to throw his money away, go ahead, we're not going to stop him. So over here, when it comes to Odaz Baldin by Dinei Mamonos, Right there, he doesn't affect anybody else. He only affects himself. Go ahead, you know. Be my guest. If you want to give away your money, go ahead. Over here, right, that when he says, we have an Erechan, and he says we're married, then not only does he restrict her, he's restricted in her Krovim, but what? Then her Krovim, she now becomes restricted, or the Krovokeh, Nesrubo, Krovav, Nesrimba, right, the Krovim are affected by it, not just they themselves. When they make the admission, even if they both admit it, they affect a greater number of people now who cannot marry them. They're not just affecting themselves.
There's also a chesaron of money, because if he divorces her, the money is meshuba.
Right, right, there is that ksuba aspect of it, right, very good. But there's also that. Now, Tosfos Riyah Zaken, right, asks, you know what, let's go on a little more, and I'll come back to this. Marzut Rav Adasava Bnei Rav, Mori, Bar Yisur, they were both sons of Bar Yisur, Polignif Sayuba Deyatari, they divided up their property. They took all the property and they divided it up between them. They said to Rav Ashi, Apish Ne'edim Amar Rachmano. Torah says that if you want something that's tokef, you have to have two Edim. The reason for Edim is so that people don't lie. I mean, it's a really raya. Edim raya. They're Edim of proof, right? Because they come and proof, and if you want to go back and say no, the Edim come along and say no. Look, there was a transaction. Or Dilma Lomi Kame Milsel Besade. You need Edim to make a kinyan be a valid kinyan. Right? It's not a requirement of reversal, not reversal. It's an etzim requirement. In a kinyan being valid, you need Edim to create the kinyan. So I'm a little low, Ivri Sade of the Shakre. Edim are only for liars. I mean that Edim are not here to give tokev to the Kenyan, but they are here to prevent somebody from reversing their position later on. Now, you could have said, I'll say this, that maybe not all Edim is equal.
Yeah,
I mean that there's certain times where Edim is developed to be, right, that they are Edim Rayo. That means that if you come later on and someone wants to lie, we bring out the Edim and say, no, it really happened this way. But maybe in some instances, the Edim are really there to create Mikhus Adam. And one of those possibilities is Kiddushin. That means, even though the Gemara here is just talking about Eid Echad in general, it's not a Kiddushin case, does it apply to Kiddushin or not? So you see here, the Tosfos Riyah Zaken says, there's an interesting case here. What happens if a man marries a woman, right? And the Eidim, he hides Eidim behind the wall, right? And he goes to the woman, he says, I have a special issue. She says, yep, accepts it. Later on, he says, come on out, I had Eidim behind the wall. So what, is she married or is she not married? Depends how you view Edim, right? If Edim are only there to lull the chakray, they're just there for ayah, fine, they are married because they saw it. What does it matter whether she knows it or not knows it? On the other hand, if you believe that you need the smichus adat to create the kinyan of marriage, then her not knowing that there is Edim there, right, makes it that the kiddushin are not a valid kiddushin because she can make a claim, mishate ani b'chol. I was joking around with you. I knew there were no Edim here, and a kiddushin without Edim are not a valid kiddushin. So I was joking with you, and I said yes because I didn't think it would be kiddushin, and therefore the Edim behind the wall don't do anything for you because they're not there. That's what the Tosfos Riyah Zaken says. The Riyah Zaken says that the Edim must be present and the people knowledgeable of it because the kiddushin or the Edim by kiddushin are not for Raya, but on the other hand to create the smichus adat of the kinyan. So it depends. Different types of kinyan, and we saw this by shtaros also. There are different types of shtaros. There's a shtar ra'ayo that brings a shtar for a proof, and there's a shtar that creates the etzma kinyan, like shtar kiddushin. Same thing by edus. A certain edus is going to be there just the ra'ayo, and they're only there for the shakray, to prevent from lying and right. But there's other types of edus which creates smichus adat to generate a kinyan over here, which is probably true by kiddushin. The point of having edim there is to have the smichus adat to create a kinyan that has tokev rather than just as edei ra'ayo that there was kiddushin. Alright, so Amar Abayi. Amar lo ate echad, achal tchelev, v'hala shotek. He says, you ate tchelev, and the other guy is silent about it. Neman. The ate echad Neman, and he brings a korban to the Mikdash. V'tani tuna, we have another verse that says, Amar lo ate echad, achal tchelev, you ate tchelev, v'hala omer lo achalti. So this verse is a proof to the statement of Abayi, that when the Baal Din argues and says, I did not eat the tchelev, patur, he doesn't have to bring a korban. Implying that he was silent, right, that he would have to bring a korban. So the erachat is neman when the baal din does not object to his statement, does not argue with his statement. Taimer dar melaha, b'tzik lamer lo, because he refused the edus. Ha'ishtik, had he been silent, mehemen, the erachat would have been believed. Amar Abayi, amar lo erachat nitzmi'u te'arutek, right, that your taros became tamei, baal shutek, and he is silent about it. Neman, he's believed over here. B'tani tuna, we have a bright again that supports this. Erachat omer nitzmi'u, baal omer lo nitzmi'u. One Edechad says that your taros became tamei, and he says, no, they didn't. Patur. He doesn't have to deal with it at all. Time of Amar, lo, because he refused what the Edechad said as it. Ha'ishtik, misalei mehem, and he wouldn't believe. Third case, Amar Abayi, Amar lo, Edechad, shorcha nirba, that your shore had, bestiality associated with it. that was perpetrated with it. Balas of tape. The other one is Salat. Naaman, he's believed. The tiny tuna, right? That we have another bright that would support this position. That the comes to testify that his animal had some avera done with it, or that it can be put to death on by one aid or al pi abalin. Naaman. What's the case of Erechot? Either come out in Balaam, some Balaam agree. Hainu al-Pi Balaam. We already have that case in the Braitha. El Allah, the Shotik. It must be a case that he's Shotik. Alright, I won't go through the Tzricha cases here. We need all three of these cases. We're going to go through the Tzrichusa. Here you have the cases of Erechot. This is very interesting. The Tosus over here brings down that there are actually three levels of Erechot. Okay, that Erechot is Neman. First of all, Tosus talks about the issue of Erechot Neman Bisurin. Has to be Biyod of Asuk. Right now, Rashi says over here that in the Hodah of the Baal Din, in all these cases, that Shtika is Kehodah, Dami. That is the equivalent of Hodah. The fact that he's silent over here means that he's admitting to it, and that's what gives Tokev to the Erechot. That's why if he disagrees, right, then the Erechot is not meaningful. On the other hand, Tosus says no. The reason that the Erechot is believed over here is because he says to the Baal Din, Bifanecha, this happened. This happened in front of you. And the fact that the Baal Din is silent over here means that the Baal Din was there, was present, right? And now he should have known about it. And since he should have known about it, that's why the Erechot is believed when he is silent in the face of the testimony of the Erechot. Why do they both need to do this? What did Rashi and Tosfos have here? It's because in order to be Chayiv a Korban, which in all these cases here, you're Chayiv a Korban for what you did wrong, it has to be Ohud Da'alav, that you figured it out yourself. Right, if two agents come along and if one agent comes along and testifies, right, that you did something, right, or if two agents come along and testify about, it says that Huda Allah Khatato, Velo Shiyodiu Akhirin, not that other people, right, come and tell him that he did it. Right, so now we learn now, the Gemara learns that this, Velo Shiyodiu Akhirin, Behu Machish, not that other people tell him about it and he disagrees with it. But if other people tell him and he agrees, then it's okay. Why is it okay? So Rashi believes it's okay because it's Shtika. That really, it is Shtika Hoda, and that's what creates the Hoda that he's now Chayvin Karban. Because the question I'm asking that Shtika Hoda should only apply if I could have known about it. And that's what Tosus said. Tosus said that all the claims here are claims that you should have known about it, and then when his Shtika is Hoda in that case, then you can say that he now knows about it, he knew about it, and therefore he's Chayvin Karban. But to say Tom Shtika Hoda, like your question, Joel, why should, just because he says, okay, you're right, why is that Hodah that he knew about it? He never knew about it, how can it be Chayiv of Korban? So Rashi says Shtika Hodah is enough to get him there to be Chayiv of Korban, because this is only to be in a unique case where you should have known about it. Your should have known about it is what creates the Hodah over here. Alright, so now, the next thing that Tosfos points out is that we find in other places that there, whether you require Shtika, don't require Shtika, and someone disagree and don't disagree. Therefore, Tosfos says there are actually three types, three dinim by Erechot. There's a davar shibhaya biyodo, something that is in the possibility of the Erechot to do himself, something that he could have controlled, then afilu lo haya shotek, right? Then, even if the Baal disagrees with him, the Erechot is neman, even in the face of the hakasha of the Baal, because the Erechot can do this. He's the one who could be metame the taros. He could have been, you know, he was there, present, and could have done it, and therefore his testimony, right, is enough, even in the face of the rejection of the Baal din. Number two is, b'davar shein b'yadol le'olam. The Erechot had no ability to do this in his whole life, like by Robea, by Nirva, the cases here, where it's clear that the Erechot could not perpetrate the, you know, or couldn't create the crime, and therefore over there, he's only believed if the Baal Din is Shotek, if he agrees to him, that he can't, since the Erechot doesn't have control, right, therefore he's only believed when the Baal Din also is Shotek or agrees to him. The third case is, a case where right now he doesn't have control on it, but at one point he did have control over the situation. That's Erechot Nemisurit. There he says it's a machlokas of Bayin Rabbah, in other places in Shas, and we pass in, like Rabbah, that says that, the Rabbah says that when he says afterwards that Lo Mehemet, Afilu Eno Shotek, even if he's not silent here, he is believed. So it'll turn out here, according to Tosfos, the three different cases, in the case where the Erechot controls the situation, B'yadol Asos, he's believed, even the face of the Baal Din arguing on him. Number two, in a case where an Erechot says something and he has no control over it, he has no ability to replicate or simulate or do it, then he's only believed if the Baal Din agrees with him. In a case where he had control, he no longer has control. Right?
Agrees with him.
It doesn't say Shotik, right. Alright, in the case where he had control, but no longer has control, Makok is a Bayin Rabbah, we pass him like Bayin Rabbah, that even in the face of Akash, he will be believed in that instance. Okay? So stop over here.